It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio today with Colleen Smith with CASA NWA. That's Court-Appointed Special Advocates of Northwest Arkansas. Always nice to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see you as well.
Of course, we've done a whole month-long series with CASA. You've come in, but it's been a while.
Yes.
And we want to remind listeners that about y'all's mission, what y'all do, and how long you've been doing it.
Absolutely. So, as you said, CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And in essence, what we do is we recruit, train, and support volunteers from the community, like yourself, to advocate on behalf of children who've been abused and neglected and placed in the foster care system. We've been operational here in Northwest Arkansas for 22 years. During foster care, it is such a turbulent time for a child, and they go into a situation that is completely foreign to them, and there are a lot of competing agendas. So what an advocate is there to do is to make sure that the child's best interest is being met at all times. They're going to obviously interact with the child, but they'll be interacting with parents and attorneys and teachers and doctors, anyone that they need to get the information to share with the judge and let the judge know what's going on in that child's life so that that child's best interest can be kept in mind during all decision making. I say that it's probably the most challenging thing you will ever do in your life.
Okay.
The stories are heartbreaking. These children have gone through some extreme trauma. But to know that you are able to make a difference, you are able to be that one person to move the needle for that one child, it makes all the difference. So when I first came on the air 4 years ago with you, we were serving about 60% of the children in foster care, and we were on a mission to serve every child in need by 2020. And I'm happy to say that in June of last year, we hit a zero wait list where we were serving every child in need. Amazing.
Meaning that there was no one waiting.
That's correct.
For an advocate.
That's correct. But unfortunately, I think people have also thought, well, they're good then. You know, we've covered all the children, but the children keep coming into foster care. And just over the holidays, the last few weeks, they took in over 30 children into foster care in our region. And that means we're scrambling to try to get those children served. And that is why I'm here today. I want to make sure people know that it's not time to be complacent. These kids are coming into care regularly, and we still need to meet their needs.
The process of becoming an advocate.
Anyone can become an advocate, 21 years or older. They will go through an info session, an interview process. And then there's about 30 hours of pre-service training and, of course, you know, background screening. So it does take a few weeks to get that process moving. And that's why we want folks to come. We have information sessions scheduled all of this month. We have two new training sessions scheduled in January. So this is the perfect time. If people have been thinking, man, I'm not really satisfied with my life, I want to do something for someone else, this is the ideal volunteer opportunity. Check out our website, www.nwacasa.org.
Colleen, so nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Pete.
The Community Spotlight and KUAF, Local Matters.